Michelle Tifton says her house didn't sustain any wind damage, but when the storm surge rushed ashore at Jacksonville Beach, her home was inundated.
We had, you know, probably 4 to 5 feet tide surge in less than 2 hours, and we ended up with substantial water damage to the home.
Tifton has the required flood insurance, but not homeowner's insurance. So before FEMA announced it's extending individual assistance to Duval County, she worried she wouldn't recoup her losses.
You know, there's a lot within your property that we had substantial damage to that it's not covered. So there's, let alone, homeowner's only covers up to $250,000.
She has to repair her pool and dock, and several possessions inside her house were damaged too. That's exactly why the FEMA grants exist, so those with inadequate coverage can better recover after a storm. Grants can cover temporary housing and home repairs, medical expenses, and even funeral and burial costs. Long-term low-interest loans from the U.S. Small Business Administration are also available to help people regain lost wages or conduct repairs. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.